Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The November budget forecast predicted Minnesota would have a deficit of $5 billion by the time we reach the end of the decade. Today, Governor Walz announced his 2025 budget and says that can be avoided. He outlined his steps for keeping Minnesota on the plus side with the budget.
There's going to be bipartisan support to this because we're cutting state spending. We're getting more efficiencies in the delivery of service. We're cutting taxes, the sales tax, to the vast majority of Minnesotans. We're asking the state and asking for the tools and asking for the responsibility to make sure there's no fraud in these programs.
Instead of a growing deficit of $5 billion, Governor Walz says his plan will actually keep the state on the surplus side by $355 million by the time we reach 2029. Now the governor needs to sell this to both sides of the state legislature. The FBI and Homeland Security are investigating a Brooklyn Park man accused of trying to poison his wife with ricin, a substance considered a terrorism agent and biological weapon. Last Friday, police and SWAT responded to a domestic incident in Brooklyn Park. Several people were safely removed from the home until the 54-year-old suspect was arrested. The victim told police the man had ground up castor beans and put them into her food and beverages to poison her. The suspect was arrested Tuesday for probable cause murder and released on Wednesday. The final 2024 numbers show TSA agents stopped 52 guns at MSP airport checkpoints, one fewer than in 2023. TSA spokesperson Jessica Maley says most of the gun owners don't have criminal intent.
So overwhelmingly, when we find this firearm, they usually are people who just either conceal or, you know, open carry. They just carry a gun regularly and they just forget that they have it in that bag. They just aren't thinking. And
in other headlines, a former Olmsted County detention deputy is headed to federal prison. 47-year-old Matthew Adamson was given a nearly 20-year prison sentence Wednesday for his conviction on a federal charge of producing or attempting to produce child pornography. A variety of respiratory illnesses are hitting Minnesota students and school staff at the same time. Sauk Rapids Rice Superintendent Brad Bergstrom says younger students are plagued by RSV, while older students and staff suffer mostly from influenza and COVID-19.
It makes them really sick and they're gone for multiple days, which is something that we haven't seen in some time.
While seasonal illnesses are common, he believes this year is much more severe, making it a challenge to keep schools functioning. And Target Corporation is reporting a 2.8% increase in holiday sales for November and December. This is MNN.